This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Surprise! Brian Koberger doesn't like prison. Shocking. I know. It's not working out the greatest for him. And as we're getting close to wrapping up 2025, and, you know, it's not quite a first full official year in prison, but a good, you know, almost half year. We're going to take a look back. Let's see how it's going. Let's relive the magic that Brian Koberger is now experiencing behind bars in a federal prison. Shall we? And while we're doing that, give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us. Please press subscribe on YouTube. We're trying to get to 100,000 by the end of the year. We might do it, maybe, with your help. But your comments, your thoughts, we read all of them. So please do weigh in. Brian Koberger has spent years studying killers. He pursued a PhD in criminology. His research, how violent offenders think, how they behave, how they survive behind bars. That's what he was doing. And according to multiple reports, He couldn't make it 48 hours in prison without filing his first complaint. That's where we are now. About 4 months, a little bit more into a life sentence. Four consecutive life sentences. No possibility of parole for the murders of Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Xander Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. And what's emerging from inside the Idaho Maximum Security Institution isn't the portrait of a calculated criminal mastermind. It's something far more pathetic. Far more revealing. It's the portrait of a man who apparently believed prison would operate on his terms. Let's walk through what's been reported. Let's go back to July of 2025. And there is new stuff here, by the way, too. Okay? We're just going to take a little walk down memory lane. Just bask in the pain and suffering of Brian Koberger for just a few moments. For those of us who've been following this case from the beginning, and especially those folks who have experienced trauma unlike anything I can conceive of, unlike most of us conceive of. There might be a little nugget in here of joy is the right word, probably not. Satisfaction. Knowing that a piece of shit like this is confused in a cage and not adapting well. July 23rd of 2025, Koberger arrives at the facility after being sentenced. He's placed in J Block, long-term restrictive housing, solitary confinement, 23 hours a day in a cell, 1 hour of outdoor recreation, showers every other day. He's surrounded by roughly 30 other inmates, including men on death row. July 25th, his second day, according to documents obtained by People magazine, Koberger filed his first formal complaint because, you know, nothing like, you know, toughing it out for a little bit. On July 30th, he's written a handwritten letter to the deputy warden requesting a transfer. He cites minute-by-minute verbal threats and harassment. He wants out of J Block. He wants to be moved to B Block. He writes, I'm quoting from the document here, Tier 2 of J Block is an environment that I wish to transfer from if possible. I request transfer to B Block immediately. Less than a week later, he's reportedly telling guards that other inmates have made sexually violent threats towards him. A corrections officer confirmed hearing vulgar language directed at Koberger but couldn't recall specifics, and it doesn't stop there. He files a complaint about the prison payment system, J-Pay, saying he can't access it. He files another complaint about not receiving his supply bag on time, only to be reminded by staff that the supply requests are processed on Sundays. Something he apparently should have already known. He files a grievance about his food trays. He's vegan. He claims they're missing items. He writes that he's addressed this during several meal services and, quote, have yet to receive any replacements. In fact, the kitchen is not even called. He references the policy book. He insists the nutritional standard is not being upheld unless I receive my full tray. And then, according to a recent report, he complains about bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit's bananas. And that he isn't getting them. That they're not the kind he likes. The prison response, according to a source familiar with the matter, deal with it. Now, let's be clear about what's happening here. This is a man in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2022, who entered a home and stabbed four college students to death. Three of them were asleep when the attack began. One of them, Xana Kernodle, fought back. Her boyfriend, Ethan Chapin, was killed beside her. Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan were found in an upstairs bedroom. He left a knife sheath behind with his DNA on it. He pled guilty. He admitted to killing each of them willingly, unlawfully, deliberately, and with premeditation and malice, with forethought. And now he's writing formal grievances about bananas. Retired NYPD Inspector Paul Morrow put it this way. Let's put this delicately. According to the reporting, Koberger seems to be turning out to be something of a jailhouse Karen. Keith Revie, former prison minister, was a little more direct. He told Fox News Digital that Koberger would have been better off keeping his mouth shut, that the inmates would have eventually stopped harassing him. But now they know it's working. Now they know he's rattled, and now he's formally requesting a transfer, which in prison culture is about as close to painting a target on your back as you can get. You can't do that in prison, Rover said. You'll stay silent, and you keep your mouth shut. Cameron Lindsay, a prison consultant, called Koberger a monster and a fool in one. What's remarkable here isn't just the volume of the complaints, it's the timing, it's the pattern, it's the apparent expectation that the system would accommodate them. This is a man who studied criminal behavior for years, who wrote academic papers, who, according to a forensic psychiatrist quoted by Newsweek, may have been trying to learn how to commit the perfect crime. And yet, by all accounts, he walked into that prison with no understanding of how it actually works. Chris McDonough, retired homicide detective and director at the Cold Case Foundation, has sources inside the facility. He says the inmates began targeting Koberger almost immediately. They shot through the air vents. They kicked the doors. They taunt him around the clock day and night, specifically to keep him from sleeping. It's driving him crazy, McDonough said. I don't think Brian Koberger anticipated the psychological play here from the inmates. It's a curveball. A curveball. The criminology student didn't see this coming. And maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what all this reveals. Because the complaints aren't just about food or supplies or harassment. They're about control. They're about a man who, according to those who've analyzed his behavior, seems to operate from a place of rigid expectation. A man who, according to court filings from his own defense team, displays extremely rigid thinking and struggles to plan ahead. Before he was transferred to the state prison, Koberger spent time in county jails, and the reports from those facilities are telling, too. An inmate who lived in the cell next to him described Koberger as highly intelligent and polite for the most part, but said he quickly became annoying. He washed his hands dozens of times a day. He took showers lasting 45 minutes to an hour. He stayed awake almost all night. He spent hours on video calls with his mother. Another inmate called him a effing weirdo and said he would have assaulted him if he wasn't worried about the consequences. On one occasion, Koberger was on a video call with his mother when a nearby inmate allegedly yelled, "You suck," at a sports player on television. Koberger reportedly snapped, got up, pressed his face to the bars, and aggressively demanded to know if the comment was directed at him or his mother. That's the allegation. That was the only time, according to the inmate, that Koberger lost his temper. So what does that tell us? It tells us that the man who killed four people in their sleep, who, according to prosecutors, planned this attack in advance, who stalked the residents beforehand, who left behind a selfie taken the morning after the murder, showing him giving a thumbs up in front of a shower, is now struggling to cope with verbal taunts through an air vent. It tells us that the man who studied killers for a living apparently never internalized the most basic rule of prison survival, keep your head down. And it tells us whatever intellectual framework Koberger built around himself, whatever persona he constructed as a scholar of criminal minds, it's cracking publicly in documented grievance forms. McDonough put it bluntly, it's about power and control. He was a nobody until he murdered four people. He was irrelevant to the world, and now he's Brian Koberger, who slaughtered four people. And because he didn't have to stand up in front of court to tell the world how brutal these crimes were, he holds the cards, and he's trying to leverage that. And then there's the video. In August, footage surfaced online appearing to show Koberger inside his prison cell. The video looked like it was recorded from a security monitor. It went viral. The Idaho Department of Corrections launched an investigation initially or internally. They cautioned that it could be fake or AI generated, but it wasn't. The video was authentic. A corrections officer recorded it and posted it online. That officer has since resigned. According to Idaho State Police, no criminal charges will be filed because the footage doesn't meet the legal definition of contraband. Koberger's attorney emailed prison leadership about the leak. The footage still remains out there and will for eternity, and Koberger remains in J-Block. So here's what's clear. The transfer request was denied. Prison officials gave no indication they planned to move him. A staff member responded to one of his written requests by noting that J Block is generally a fairly calm and quieter tier than B Block. It would not be any better for you. So this is his life now. 23 hours a day in his cell. Inmates taunting him through the vents. Bananas he doesn't like. Grievance forms that go nowhere. And four families who never get their children back. Kaylee Gonzalez was 21. She was weeks away from graduating. She had plans, a future, a family who loved her. Madison Mogan was 21. She was Kaylee's best friend. They were found together. Zanna Kernodle was 20. She fought. There was DNA under her fingernails. And Ethan Chapin was 20. He was just visiting his girlfriend that night. He wasn't supposed to even be there. They didn't get to file complaints. They didn't get to request transfers. They didn't get to argue about food trays or policy books or what kind of fruit they preferred. They got 4 minutes of terror in the dark and then nothing. Brian Koberger is now inmate number 163214. He will remain in the Idaho Maximum Security Institution for the rest of his natural life. No parole, no appeal, no hopes of release. And if the reporting is accurate, he's spending that time writing letters about bananas and begging to be moved to a quieter wing. The man who studied killers. The man who wanted to understand how criminals think. Well, he's finally getting his education, isn't he? Enjoy, Bri. Hope the new year brings lots of big D's your way. You can take that however you like. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. We would love to hear them. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. And press subscribe on YouTube as well if you have not done so already. Please hit that button. We really do appreciate that. It helps you get notified and hit the bell when we put out new videos. We put a ton out all the time on the cases that you're probably following as well. So if you want to be in on that, please do. We work really hard here to get this information out to you and give you a unique insight on all of it. So please hit subscribe. We do greatly appreciate that. And your thoughts in the comments section. We want to hear it. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.